Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast.
I was telling you guys the other day about the cake stand that I want to buy, and I said,
every time you say cake stand, I think it's a place that sells cakes. I know that's not what it is.
The side of the road pop up.
Exactly. Look, the kids are doing a cake stand today, honey.
Yeah, where'd you get that? Oh, I got it at the cake stand.
Oh, that's a cute idea. I love it. Anyway, I saw it. I was shopping with Phoebe. My mom had joined us, too. In an antique district, and I don't know if it's really called that, because when you
go, a cake stand,
I think that's what it's called.
Oh, it's something a cake that pedestal, right?
Right, it's like a pedestal. It's a big one that you would put a wedding cake on. I've always admired how pretty they are, and guess what? They're not just for wedding cakes anymore. In my mind, I want one for when we host parties, Murphy. I want one to put 2 and 3 cakes on, or a big board. It's just really pretty. And it was there. It was in this store. It was a used one, but it was beautiful. And it only had one little, you could tell it was used. It had one little ding in it.
Yeah.
But my mom was even like, you could put the grapes over that. Nobody would see it.
Until somebody takes a grape. Maybe that's the instruction you have to give the guests. Don't touch the grapes.
I did not buy it because, you know me, Murph, I like to, it's not something I need. That's a frivolous want. So I'm thinking, let me think about it a little bit. We talked about it here, and I got, a lot of messages that a cake stand is actually on a stand and has a lid on top. To me, that was always a cake plate with a dome. But whatever. You know what I'm talking about. A big beautiful stand to put a cake on. I really do want it. Anyway, we were shopping in that store, and I thought about you, Murphy, because what happened to me in that store is what happens to you. Anytime you get in a small space, we had talked about MRIs recently. There was so much stuff in that store.
Yeah. You got claustrophobic in the store?
In the store. That's my only. You guys know I'm not claustrophobic. I have no weird fears. But being around too much stuff in a room makes me want to run away from it.
That's interesting. You can be closed up in a tube for an MRI, but,
too much stuff, though.
I think that's a common thing. Anxiety around a lot of things. That's why they say if you have too much clutter in your house, you're probably a nervous wreck.
Yeah.
But my parents weren't. Anyway.
Yeah, that's all mindset. I know I started talking about this because of the cake stand. The cake stand was at the front of the store.
Yeah.
In a big open area.
Are you talking about the store that has the upstairs and downstairs?
No, I know it's where you're
talking about. That one's claustrophobic for sure.
Yes. In fact, we went into some of those rooms that same day, and Phoebe was like, I'm getting the creeps in here. Can we leave? I'm like, we're going to leave. But I realized that's my fear. I don't know how to name it. But being in a small-ish space with too much stuff in it, I just want to turn and run.
I would say it's probably just a form of claustrophobia.
I can't watch Hoarders either, the show. It makes me want to shower and then get rid of everything I have.
Well, since it's clutter, maybe it's like clutterphobia.
Maybe. But that's the only thing I could think of, that compares your claustrophobia, Murphy.
Yeah. That makes perfect sense to me because... Well, for example, and I know this is not the exact same thing, but when you and I were trying to move to a little bit bigger house as the girls got older, some of the ones that we had gone through, the upstairs had been turned into bedrooms or whatever.
Right.
They were really attics, but the upstairs had been turned into bedrooms. And so what do you call those? They're not dormer windows, but the ones that stick out. Is that a dormer window?
That's a dormer window.
Okay. So, I guess they do that to try to create more room, but you only have one window in the bedroom. It juts out, and then you have this sloping ceiling.
That makes Murphy feel claustrophobic.
I can't do that. Right, exactly.
I think that's a cool room.
No.
It's a cool idea, but and especially where I was getting to is when you put furniture in that really makes that feel like a confined space.
Yeah.
I had a hotel room once. I had the slanted ceiling, and it's just like the walls were closing in on me, and I kept fearing that I was going to stand up and bonk my head.
Oh,
yeah, it just makes everything seem tinier.
So weird.
How would you feel in an RV, Jody?
First of all, I've been in RVs before, especially for tailgating. So
do they feel like, you know,
they feel like I'm in there to, you know, grab a drink and get back out. Go to the bathroom and head back out.
I don't know. RVs today, though,
they're big.
I mean, everything slides out and it's just.
It depends on how much stuff was brought in to the RV.
Yeah.
It's about stuff for me.
So back to what clutter is. Well, look, I know that's you certainly don't like, you know, our house to be like that.
And
our house is definitely not that way ever. I mean, that's for all the things that are in all of our closets, the big open spaces actually remain open spaces.
I know
that over the years, you know, I've been frustrated with you constantly telling me to put away my flashlights and things like that. But I do understand. I actually do understand, you know.
When Murphy and I first started dating,
yeah.
I walked into his house once and there was a flashlight sitting on the coffee table.
Yeah.
And I was like, is this just accidentally here or does he keep this here? And I asked, you're like, yeah, I keep it there. This might not work out.
Well, my concept at that time was, you know, when the lights go out, you need a flashlight that's accessible.
I know, you're functional.
You're not fumbling through a drawer for it. But
I do understand.
Yeah, but I do get it. That's, you know, too many flashlights equals claustrophobia.
Can we go back to the cake plate stand thing?
Yes.
Because I have one. It's a cake plate. It's, you know, the pedestal with the dome on top.
I've got that. Yeah,
yeah.
That's not what I'm talking about.
But does yours do the flip over thing?
What's
you
the
can flip it
thing?
Over.
If you take the pedestal and flip it over without the lid on it, you flip the pedestal over and the bottom of the pedestal has got a hole in it.
Mm-hmm.
And the lid, the dome, has a little ball on top.
You put the ball in it.
You flip it over and you put that and it sits in it.
It makes it like a trifle dish.
A big trifle bowl.
Yeah, mine did that.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, mine did that until it cracked.
Oh.
And then we don't do that. But yeah, Murphy didn't know the trifle trick. You can tell. He's so excited.
No, I'm still thinking it through right now.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.